got to jump into our next segment here on New Music Monday, which is our artist interview. And I'm joined by Elizabeth and Cassidy in the studio. Hello, you guys.
Hey.
So tell us all about the band that you guys chose to interview. And I think this is a name a lot of people are going to remember.
Oh, yeah. So I chose to interview my good friends, Moon Rules Apply. They just hit their 1-year anniversary of their first album, Too Many Hippies, on my front lawn. And I was like, this is a perfect opportunity. I love to plug them when I can. They are absolutely so talented, and I love them so much. So I was so excited to do this again.
I was so excited to hear that we were going to hear from them again, because I know we have interviewed them before in the past. So I was curious to see what changes they've made from last year to this year.
Yeah, so I think one of the big changes is their current drummer who plays with them. He's in the band Fecto Glenn, who also interviewed. So just because their drummer's taking a little break because he's in like a lot of other drumming activities. So they chose a little temporary drummer.
That's awesome. I love that. And Kesty, how was it interviewing them, like seeing their personalities and everything?
It was like super awesome. They were so nice and they had so much cool stuff to say that I like, honestly, like they just had a lot of like wisdom that they were willing to share with me, which I thought was super fun. I actually saw them at Subterranean before over winter break. So I was super excited to interview them because I loved them and I thought they were so good. So yeah, it was just really fun.
I absolutely love that. Well, without further ado, here is our local artist interview this week. This is Moon Rules Apply.
First thing I'm going to have you guys do is just introduce yourselves and what instruments you guys play in the band.
My name is Andre. I play guitar and vocals.
And I'm Logan and I play bass.
Awesome. So you guys just had like, a year like anniversary for one of your albums?
Yeah. Our album, Too Many Hippies on Our Front Lawn, was released a year ago today.
Oh, wow. So do you want to tell me a little bit about that project?
We worked on that album for like 2 years, even before I was in the band. And we finally recorded it all last year, put it out, and it went well. We had an album release show for it, and all this year we've just been selling records. It's been a good time and making good sales on it. So
awesome, that's great. Do you guys have like one song on it that you're really like proud of? I know you guys said you wanted to play Office Papers. Do you guys have any others?
Hated an Office Paper. Definitely, yeah, the strongest songs on the album.
Yeah,
I like With Me a lot because that's kind of the odd one out of the group. It's a little different than the rest of the album.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that? Do you want to expand a little bit?
Yeah, the rest of our album has a lot like harder rock sound, and whereas With Me, the last track, has a very like kind of poppy, more Dinosaur Jr.-esque kind of vibe to it.
Yeah, definitely. So that actually leads into my next question. What like genre overall would you describe Moon Rules Apply as?
I'd say we're alternative with some asterisks of post and old school grunge.
Yeah. Who are like some of your like inspirations for music, would you say?
I remember at least during the writing of the album, I was taking a lot of inspiration from guitarists like Billy Corgan, Jay Maskus, and recently Trey Anastasio has been a big influence for me.
Yeah, I'd say a lot of post-punk and hardcore bands like Helmet and Godsmack and all that stuff. That's definitely some big inspirations.
Yeah, that's great. So I want you guys to finish the sentence for me. If you are a fan of blank, you would like Moon Rules Apply.
Alice in Chains.
Yeah.
Awesome. Do you guys like... So I know you guys have like those musical inspirations, but like if you could open for any band or artist, who would it be?
Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah, probably the Smashing Pumpkins. They got some good shows going on.
Yeah.
Hey, we're Moon Rules Apply, and you're listening to our song Office Papers here on 103.3 WZND's New Music Monday. I just sit in my room, not even thinking to move.
dream venue that you guys would like to play in the future?
Realistically, it'd definitely be the Metro, but playing any big name festival like Riot Fest or Lollapalooza would be awesome too.
Yeah. What is your favorite like venue that you guys have played so far?
I enjoyed playing upstairs at the Sub T.
Yeah, me too. That was really fun. Beat Kitchen's always
a good time. A lot of the house venues are always great.
House venues are always.
Yeah. What do you guys think like makes like a good like venue or like a good show?
Just good communication and friendly staff and just a lively crowd.
Yeah, it's really the crowd.
Yeah,
it's almost 100% of it.
Yeah. Do you guys want to tell me like maybe about like one of your favorite memories as a band?
Just show days in general are really fun.
Yeah, there's always something going on.
We usually spend the whole day together.
Yeah,
for show day
it's always memorable. Something happens. Beat Kitchen last February was a great time, just hanging out with everybody. That was a great show.
Awesome. Do you guys have any upcoming shows?
We do. So we're playing at the Ashbury Coffee House in April, and then we have two shows in Champaign and Urbana, 12th of April and the 20th of April.
Ooh. Do you know where which venues you're playing there?
So one of the venues we're playing is a frat party, and then the other one is the Mirror.
Oh, okay. That's awesome. Do you guys have any music that you're working on right now?
Yeah, we're actually currently recording two singles, kind of a mini EP that we'd like to release soon, trying to get into the studio and finish that.
Yeah. Would you guys like to like kind of like give us a little sneak peek or like, you know, like kind of tell us a little bit more about what those are going to be like?
So one of the songs we're recording is a lot mellower than what we've recorded, more of a mix of a ballad and old school rock song. And then the second song we're recording is definitely more of a Tool-esque type of song, long, complex song structure.
Yeah.
A lot heavier.
Yeah. I think these two are a lot darker than the rest of our songs.
Yeah, definitely.
That's great. That's awesome. So you guys are kind of like leaning in that direction for your next projects now?
Yeah, 100%.
That's awesome. So I just have like one more question for you. If you guys could give like advice to anyone who's like starting out making music or like starting out being in a band, what would it be?
Meeting as many people as possible and going to as many shows as possible. Just building networking with anyone you can. It's definitely a big tip.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Just try to keep it stress-free and kind of have fun, as well as thinking of it on a business perspective is really good too. But you really have to have like emotion behind it, or you have to be enjoying it for it to go somewhere, I feel like.
Yeah, put your personality into it.
Exactly, yeah.
Awesome. That's great.
Special thanks to Moon Rules Apply for being our local artist interview this week on New Music Monday. So again, I'm joined by Elizabeth and Cassidy in the studio. So tell me more about this interview experience with Moon Rules Apply.
Okay, so basically, I mean, I already know them pretty well, but I always enjoy talking to them and kind of like hearing more of the behind the scenes for like where, how they're making their music, because I guess I don't really talk to them about that. So right. It's nice hearing kind of that different perspective, and it's really cool seeing them like being in the studio, from being in the studio to like the final project being out, and I'm so excited for their new music. Me and Cass both heard it, one of their songs live, and I'm so excited for it to be released. It should be out very soon. They confirmed that it's already being like finished right now, so.
Ooh, that's super exciting. How about you, Cassidy? What was it like seeing them on stage and now interviewing them?
Well, I thought it was like super fun, because when I saw them, I remember they were super energetic and they were like just super like interactive with the audience, which I thought was really fun. And so it was just really cool to kind of be able to see like more of that like behind the scenes, like Elizabeth was saying, and just being able to understand like what goes into making their songs, because they talked more about like the inspiration, you know, behind their music and like who they look up to and like really like what kind of sound they're going for, which I think is really interesting, because I think their sound is so like good. Like, you don't find a ton of like smaller bands that have like really, really good mixing a lot of the time, and it is just like incredible. So I really wanted to just like talk to them about like, you know, like how they like go about like making their songs, like instrumentation and like why it sounds the way it does, because I thought it was really cool.
And I always love hearing their inspirations of like the bigger artists that they look up to, that kind of, you know, you see that sound reflected in their own sound, which I think is super unique. And every single artist that we always interview gives a different answer to that question. I feel like it really is reflected in their music.
Yeah, for sure. You can definitely hear like the Dinosaur Jr., the Alice in Chains impact in their music. And I love it so much. Their album was so fantastic, and I'm so excited to see what they're doing next.
Yeah, me too. I'm super excited for their new project. They said it was like completely different than like the other stuff they did, so I'm excited.
I am too. Well, if you guys want to hear the whole album review, artist interview, we'll get an album review from them soon, don't you guys worry. But if you want to hear the whole artist interview, head over to WZND.com and you could see the full thing there.